Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
And welcome to The Daily Home Edit, the daily podcast from the team at Home Beautiful Magazine. I'm Sarah Berman, the editor of Home Beautiful Magazine.
And I'm Katrina O'Brien, the managing editor of Home Beautiful. In today's episode, we get to answer all your questions and help solve some of those tricky design and decorating dilemmas you may have. And keep them coming, please. And today we are stepping into that techie arena to ask, what exactly is a smart home? Sarah, you're pretty techie. What's your answer to that question?
I don't know how I got that reputation because I really don't feel like I'm very tech savvy. In fact, I'm one of those people who always asks my husband to sort it out for me, particularly when it comes to smart TVs. But I guess the question of what is a smart home is a pretty big one, and it comes down to basically the Internet of Things or IoT. Have you heard of IoT?
No. Now I'm feeling like a Luddite.
So basically, it's all about connectivity. So almost any appliance these days or any electrical appliance can be connected to the internet, from your TV to your fridge. There are robotic vacuum cleaners. You can get your lights attached to the internet. And then, of course, there's the devices like the Google Home. And what they do is wirelessly connect to those appliances using voice control. So, I mean, maybe I do know a little bit about it.
I think
it.
You do. I think you're proving the fact that you actually do, Sarah. So you do have a Google Home at home.
We do have a Google Home, but I must admit the main thing that it's used for is playing music.
Yep.
And also for my son to ask what noises certain animals make. That's about it. But, of course, you can use it for so much more than that. And I think the major one that people use it for these days is for TV, really. Mm-hmm. So I can ask the Google Home to play particular shows on Netflix, but I must admit I just go straight back to my Luddite behaviour and use the remote, which is actually broken at the moment because the baby chewed on it. So sometimes I even change the channel on the actual TV.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I love the idea of a smart home and I love the whole idea where it's coming from. It's like centralising all your technology, and to me that's great because I've got 10 computer, you know, 10 handheld things, which I always lose. But I really love the idea. There's a couple of things that really, you know, resonate with me. The ones about the lights I think is fantastic. And also there's one about, you know, keeping your plugs at home, like, you know, if you can see on an app whether or not you've left the iron on. That sounds amazing to me.
That one is amazing. So where this technology can give you real, you know, benefits to your lifestyle is examples like that. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes it seems a bit frivolous, but something that can have an actual, you know, safety benefit like that is amazing.
And also actually giving time back to you. I know, I think I read that, you know, it's we're all time poor, and anything that can actually help you be with your family, cook if you love cooking, doing all the things that you love. Recently I was very lucky to actually walk through Harvey Norman and with one of their head buyers there who loves appliances, and it's very funny to walk around Harvey Norman with someone who knows his stuff. And I thought that really dawned on me, the concept of smart technology just sort of dawned on me when he was going from one appliance to the other. And because I always read these things and so I think, but how can it help me? How can it help me? And he actually sort of step by step walked us through some of the things. And some of the things that really stuck out with me was the fridges, okay? And I love this one. So there's an LG InstaView, which you can actually tap on the door. And the door, you know, you can actually see what's in the fridge. So I've got two teenagers.
That's
and
amazing.
They stand in front of that door nonstop with the door open, full fridge, saying, there's nothing to eat here. But I know that's never going to change. But being able to actually tap on the door and see what's in the fridge is really amazing. And I think the other thing with some of these fridges is actually having the fridge camera. And you actually can get a fridge camera, so you can retrofit your fridge to actually see what's in there. And I know what it's like being at the shop going, did I have milk or do I not have milk? And I think there's some really good things about sustainability in this arena, because I'm really into doing a list every week for my shopping list. And I know it's so boring and I hate coming up to the weekend and I've got to do a shopping list for the week, but I really do a list every week. And really nut out what's going to be at dinner every night of the week. And I think it's really important for getting the best thing about it is getting to the end of the week and you've got an empty fridge. And I think there's anything that's going to sort of stop waste, throwing things out, can only be a benefit. And I really think that these sort of new innovations are moving towards that way.
Another thing that it means too, and I remember this from a presentation that I had from Bosch, is that we're getting to a point where your appliances will actually be able to tell you, if they break down, they can just tell you what part is broken.
That's amazing.
Which is incredible, a time saving. You don't need to wait for the technician to come out and assess it for you because now it can just tell you itself.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I think it was another thing that we were talking about is that we are getting to a point, they will get to a point where these smart technologies probably get to, you know, exhausting all possible realms. But the really good thing is that our manufacturers now are actually looking at how they can reduce the energy. That's the direction that their usage, that's the direction that's going in. So it's all about getting those stars up there. And to me, that's really smart, and that's really what a smart home is about, I think. Are there any other innovations that are really tickling your toes at the moment, Sarah, that you can think of?
Well, Philips has just launched an outdoor version of its Hue Smart Lighting range. So you can just change the brightness and colour on your outdoor lighting via an app. And I guess that's another thing that we haven't mentioned is that a lot of these technologies can be controlled via apps these days.
Which is amazing. And I think it's been a bit of movement in the interiors, but going outside, perfect for spring and summer. So I'm looking forward to next things. It's always exciting me what's next is out there.
And who knows what it's going to be. Well, that's it from us this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any more questions that you'd like answered, please get in touch with us. You can email us at homebeautiful@pacificmags.com.au.
Thanks so much. See you next time.
Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.